When cracking does occur, one solution is to use polymer-modified asphalts and bitumens, of which there are various types.
The history of polymer-modified asphalts goes back to a person by the name of Adolf Hitler, and he ordered that he wanted roads built that he could move his panzers quite quickly along roads which would not fail. And so German engineers came up with modifying the asphalt with polymers. That technology then died, presumably with the collapse of the German Empire, and wasn't actually brought up again, certainly here in Australia, until about the 1990s, when we started to use not particularly polymer-modified asphalt straight off, but scrap rubber bitumen in the asphalts.
During the 70s and 80s, I had a fair bit of experience with crumb rubber, where crumb rubber was put in and digested into the binder. And because it had much greater strain capacity, it would stretch and cover roads which were flexing a fair bit. And we used a lot of those to hold together the Hume Highway. Back in the mid-70s, the Hume Highway was falling apart. We used a lot of crumb rubber to try and hold the highway together before we actually do reconstruction.
Crumb rubber is obtained from recycling of old tyres, and the rubber's actually ground off old tyres into a fine powdery material, and that material is ingested in the bitumen.
I think that dry powdered polymers will have a big influence on the market. They're being used extensively through the southwest of New South Wales at present. Product Polyroad, which is an Australian developed product manufactured in Wodonga, is getting wide acceptance. It produces a fully flexible pavement, an unbound pavement, which means that you can often have thinner pavements than you can if they're a fully bound construction. It waterproofs the pavement, both from below and from above, and provides the ability of materials to behave in their dry state, even through what would otherwise have been saturation.